We hear about data breaches all the time.
Yeah.
Big companies, online services, it feels like nobody's safe.
Right.
But what about a place we trust with some of our most sensitive information? Our schools.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's what we're diving into today.
Yeah, and it's actually really timely
Okay.
because just this week, on January 9th, 2025,
It's weak.
just this week, three school systems in Mobile County, Alabama,
Oh, wow.
were hit with a cybersecurity breach.
Oh, no.
We're talking Saraland Board of Education, Satsuma City Schools, and Chickasaw
So
Schools.
all impacted.
All impacted.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unsettling, especially because we're, increasingly relying on technology and education,
Right.
online learning, digital record keeping, the whole nine yards. But as this incident shows, that convenience comes with a whole new set of risks.
Absolutely. The breach involved PowerSchool,
Oh.
a software provider that many schools in Alabama are actually required to use.
Oh,
It's
wow.
state mandated. Yeah, partly to streamline things and ensure all schools are reporting data in a consistent way.
Okay, that makes sense.
But this also means that when a system like PowerSchool is compromised,
Right.
the impact is widespread.
And it wasn't just a minor glitch, right?
Right.
This was a breach of their PowerSource website, which
Exactly.
is essentially the control panel for managing all kinds of student data.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about grades anymore.
Right.
Schools are storing attendance records, disciplinary information, even medical records in some cases.
Oh, God.
This breach potentially exposed addresses identification numbers, basically a treasure trove for identity thieves.
It makes you think twice about all those forms we fill out at the beginning of the school year.
Right.
Imagine getting that droned, "We've been compromised" email, but it's not your bank or your favorite online store. It's your kid's school.
It's a whole different level of concern,
Right.
especially when you consider that a child's identity is particularly valuable to criminals.
Oh, gosh, I hadn't even thought about that.
They can essentially fly under the radar for years before the damage is discovered.
Wow.
And the long-term consequences of identity theft can be devastating.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's not just about the immediate chaos of the breach,
Right.
but the potential long-term repercussions for these kids.
And that brings us to another major risk disruption.
Okay.
Think about the logistics of a school. Attendance tracking, grade recording, communication with parents. It all relies on these systems.
Of course.
A breach like this can throw everything into chaos.
I remember when our school's online greeting system went down for a week.
Oh, yeah.
It was pandemonium.
Really?
Parents couldn't access grades, teachers couldn't input scores, and the administrative staff were scrambling to figure out workarounds.
Exactly.
It was a mess.
And that was just a temporary outage.
Right.
Imagine the scale of disruption when you're dealing with a full-blown security breach and the potential for compromised data.
So it's not just about stolen data.
No.
It's about the potential for complete operational meltdown.
Precisely. And this leads to another significant risk,
Okay.
the erosion of trust.
Oh, that's a good point.
Parents need to feel confident that their child's data is secure. This incident could really shake that trust, not just in PowerSchool, but in the school system as a whole.
It's a tough spot for schools to be in,
Right?
especially since they're often playing catch up when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
They're tasked with integrating all these digital tools into the classroom while simultaneously trying to safeguard sensitive information.
It's a huge challenge,
Yeah.
especially with limited resources.
Okay.
And unfortunately, cyber criminals are well aware of this vulnerability.
So schools are almost set up to be targets in a way.
Yeah.
They're becoming increasingly reliant on technology, but may not have the resources or expertise to fully protect themselves.
That's right.
It's a scary thought.
It's a real dilemma,
Yeah.
and it raises a crucial question.
What's that?
How do we better protect our schools from these kinds of threats?
Right, because it's not like this is going to be the last time we see this.
Exactly.
Well, what have the schools been doing in response to this particular breach?
Yeah.
Is it just damage control at this point?
I think it's a mix of both immediate response
Yeah.
and hopefully some long-term strategizing.
Okay.
PowerSchool has been scrambling, of course.
All right.
They say they've contained the breach and are boosting security measures, but it makes you wonder
Right.
why wasn't that level of security there in the first place?
That's what I'm thinking. It
Yeah.
feels like we're always reacting instead of being proactive.
It's a common problem, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The schools themselves are in a tough position, too.
Oh, I
They're
bet.
trying to be transparent, using platforms like Facebook to communicate with parents and keep everyone informed.
Makes sense.
But that can also lead to more anxiety and confusion.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to get clear information about your child's data from a Facebook post. Mm. It's a recipe for misinformation and frustration.
Exactly. It highlights the need for better communication channels, but also a deeper understanding of cybersecurity issues among school staff, parents, and even students themselves.
So beyond the immediate response,
what
can be done to make schools less vulnerable in the long run?
Yeah.
It feels like an uphill battle, especially given the budget constraints you mentioned earlier.
It is, but not impossible.
Okay.
One key area is investing in better cybersecurity infrastructure and personnel.
Whoa.
Many schools simply don't have dedicated IT staff with expertise in cybersecurity.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Right.
It's like expecting a school nurse to perform surgery.
Right.
They're both in healthcare, but the skill sets are wildly different.
Exactly. Schools need to prioritize cybersecurity expertise,
okay,
whether it's hiring dedicated staff or contracting with specialized firms.
Right.
And then there's the issue of awareness and education.
Okay. So what does that look like?
Yeah.
Are we talking about teaching kids how to code firewalls?
Not necessarily.
Right.
It's about creating a culture of cybersecurity awareness from the ground up.
Okay.
Students need to understand the basics of online safety.
Right.
How to create strong passwords, how to spot phishing scams, things like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like teaching kids about stranger danger, but for the digital age.
Precisely. And it's not just about protecting themselves.
Okay.
It's about understanding the wider implications of cybersecurity for society as a whole.
So we're talking about digital citizenship, essentially.
Yes. And that education needs to extend to teachers and administrators as well.
Okay.
They need to be equipped to handle potential security incidents.
Right.
To communicate effectively with parents and to model good digital hygiene themselves.
It sounds like a systemic change.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move beyond thinking of cybersecurity as an IT issue.
Yeah.
And recognize it as a core component of education itself.
Exactly. It's not just about protecting data.
Right.
It's about empowering students to navigate the digital world safely and responsibly.
And that's empowering for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
The more we educate ourselves about these issues, the less vulnerable we become as a society.
And it's not just about fear and prevention.
Okay.
There's a really exciting opportunity here to engage students in the field of cybersecurity itself.
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Imagine incorporating cybersecurity concepts into the curriculum.
Okay.
Not just as a one-off lesson.
Right.
But integrated into various subjects.
Okay.
Students could learn about cryptography in math class.
Oh, wow.
The history of hacking in social studies, even the ethical implications of data privacy and philosophy.
It's about making it relevant to their lives and sparking their curiosity.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll inspire the next generation of cybersecurity superheroes.
Exactly. We need creative thinkers who can stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
Because technology is constantly evolving and so are the threats.
Mm.
What's considered secure today might be obsolete tomorrow.
So it's a constant evolution.
Right.
And we need to equip students not just with knowledge, but with the skills to adapt and learn as the digital landscape changes.
That's the key. And that's where I think the role of educators is crucial.
Yeah.
They need to be supported and empowered to integrate these concepts into their teaching in a way that's engaging and meaningful for students.
We've talked about what schools can do, what students can learn.
Right.
But what about the companies providing these systems?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where does the responsibility of PowerSchool come in?
That's a critical question and one that's often overlooked.
Yeah.
Companies like PowerSchool hold a tremendous amount of sensitive data.
Right.
They have a moral and ethical obligation to prioritize cybersecurity.
I would agree.
It's not just about complying with regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It's about building trust and ensuring the safety of the students they serve.
And that trust goes beyond just the technical aspects, right?
Absolutely.
It's about transparency, communication, and demonstrating a genuine commitment to protecting student data.
Absolutely. And it's also about recognizing that cybersecurity is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Schools have diverse needs and resources.
Makes sense.
PowerSchool and other providers need to offer flexible solutions that can be tailored to those individual needs.
So it's about collaboration, really.
Yeah.
Schools, tech companies, policymakers, parents, even students themselves need to work together to create a safer and more secure digital learning environment.
I couldn't agree more. It's a shared responsibility
yeah.
and one that we can't afford to ignore.
This has been incredibly insightful.
Oh, good.
I feel like we've peeled back the layers of this issue
yeah.
and exposed not just the vulnerabilities, but also the opportunities.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I'm curious from your perspective, what's the most important takeaway from this whole situation? What do you hope our listeners will walk away with? It feels like we've gone from worrying about kids getting bullied in the schoolyard to worrying about them getting their identities stolen online.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world of anxieties for parents.
It really is. And it speaks to how much our lives have shifted into the digital realm. But here's where I think there's a glimmer of hope. Technology, while it's brought these new challenges, can also be part of the solution.
Okay, I like where you're going with this. Tell me more.
We've talked about better security systems and educating students about online safety. But what if we took it a step further and actually empowered students to become active participants in cybersecurity?
Interesting. How would that work in practice?
Imagine incorporating cybersecurity concepts into the school curriculum, not just as a one-off lesson, but integrated into various subjects. Students could learn about cryptography in math class, the history of hacking in social studies, even the ethical implications of data privacy in philosophy.
I love that. It's not just about teaching them to be cautious online. It's about sparking their curiosity and giving them the tools to understand how these systems work.
Exactly. We need creative thinkers who can stay ahead of the curve because technology is constantly evolving, and so are the threats. What's considered secure today might be obsolete tomorrow.
So it's about fostering a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation. It's not just about memorizing facts, but about developing critical thinking skills that they can apply to new and emerging challenges.
Absolutely. And that's where I think the role of educators is crucial. They need to be supported and empowered to integrate these concepts into their teaching in a way that's engaging and meaningful for students.
It sounds like a win-win. We equip students with valuable skills for the future while also potentially creating a pipeline of talent for the cybersecurity industry.
Exactly. And it shifts the narrative from fear to empowerment. Instead of just being potential victims, students become active agents in protecting themselves and their communities.
This has been an incredibly eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much, not just about the specifics of this breach, but about the broader landscape of cybersecurity and education. It's a complex issue, but it's clear that we need to be having these conversations and working together to find solutions.
I completely agree. And ultimately, this is about more than just protecting data. It's about creating a safer and more equitable digital world for all students.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap things up. To our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought. Maybe you'll even be inspired to take some action, whether it's talking to your kids about online safety or advocating for better cybersecurity measures in your local school district.
Remember, every conversation, every action, no matter how small, can make a difference. We all have a role to play in creating a more secure digital future.
And that's the beauty of it, right? It's not just about experts and policymakers. It's about all of us coming together to build a better world for the next generation.
Yeah.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.